Hey, Carrie Green here. Welcome back to The Morning Mindset. Are you ready to get your mind aligned with the truth of God today? That's why I'm here. That's why this Morning Mindset exists, is to encourage you to take seriously the direction of your mind. You really can control that. You can build a habit day after day, just like you're doing by listening to The Morning Mindset, to align your mind with God's truth. And when you think about life and the universe and the people in it, according to the way God sees it, which is truth, you will live much more in accordance with the things He wants you to be living. Today, we're going to talk about a very powerful topic, and that's God's proof that He loves rebels like you and like me. Before we get to that, though, I want you to stop for a moment and think of someone you know, someone personal, someone specific, who could benefit from what you are hearing here on The Morning Mindset. Do you have that person in mind? Trust the Lord to bring someone to your mind, and you could help make a huge difference in their lives for this coming year. I want you to pause this episode right now and shoot that person a personal text or email and just explain what The Morning Mindset is and what you are getting out of it, and then suggest that they visit carriegreen.com/morningmindset. To sign up for themselves. You could really help someone get their life going in a different direction by doing that simple thing. And then just undo the pause button and come right back to this episode of The Morning Mindset. All right, God's proof that He loves rebels like you and me. You remember that independence thing that we talked about yesterday? We're all rebels. We prefer to do things our own way. And you would think that God would be a little ticked about that. He is. That's what God's righteous anger is all about at the end of the world, is He designed the world to operate in a certain way, and sinful human beings have rebelled, and sinful angels have rebelled, and we call them demons now. And God is going to judge all that. He does have wrath stored up for the people who do not come back to Him in faith. But here's the thing. He doesn't hold a grudge such that you can never come back. In fact, He's unlike anyone you've ever known. He is always willing for those who have abused His grace and who have turned in their independent, arrogant thinking away from Him to come back. Do you remember that story of the prodigal son in Luke chapter 15, verses 11 through 32? It's the story of a father, a wealthy father by all appearances, who has two sons, an older son and a younger son. And the younger son comes to him, and he basically insults his father by saying, "Father, give me what is due me out of the inheritance." Now stop and think about that. Inheritance usually comes after the father has died, right? So in a sense, the son could have been saying, "I prefer that you were dead so I can get my stuff." You see, he cared more about the stuff than he did the relationship with his father. Does that sound familiar? It may not right off the bat, but what I want you to consider is this. When we live a life independent of God, we are essentially saying the same thing. We are saying, "I want everything you've done for me, everything you've given me, without the attachment of relationship to you." You see, we're wanting a no-strings-attached relationship with the blessings of God without giving credence to the one who is actually the blesser, God Himself. And you see, God's proof that He loves us, even though we're rebels like that, is that He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die for us. And Jesus is more than just our way back into God's favor. He is that. But He is also our very life, our very power for living. Stick around in the days to come. We're going to start getting into the deep truths of what many refer to as identity in Christ. I'll see you tomorrow.